And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I truly love myself? There is much talk about self-love and self-care these days on earth. The idea of loving yourself truly, deeply, unconditionally is what is key here. How do you do this? First, it is to observe your thinking. How often do you hear messages that are punishing to you, demeaning, cruel, unkind? These are messages we speak of that are within your own thought. Ideas like you could have done that better, or you failed here because, or you should have been more polite or more generous, or you could have let that person in on the road. What's the matter with you? Even as you are listening to this right now, you are aware of how often the criticism and judgment is within your being. This is your ego mind, dear ones. It is not your spirit. Your spirit is all about 100% loving you. God is 100% loving you every minute. It does not matter if you stumble or fall. It is all about your learning, your growing, your evolving. This is what your spirit knows, and of course God knows. So there's never a moment where punishment or criticism is coming from God, that which created you, that which designed you perfectly as you are. So, how do you truly love yourself? It is to be aware of the thought forms of criticism and self-punishment within you, and then to say, even out loud, stop right there. I know who you are. You are a lie. You are coming from my narrow ego mind that is limited and fear-based, and that is the motivation to keep me in line with its fear-based consciousness. Once you have said that and said stop to it, you are pausing. You are coming home to the center of your being, your heart center, if you would call it that, which is all calm, all peace, all love, where God and your spirit reside. And then you ask the question, is this true? Is this thought about me true? And you will hear an answer. Yes or no. It could even be, you might want to look at what you learned from that experience and the gifts that come from that experience. And then you take those gifts and move on with love for self, with encouragement and support, and even cheerleading, we might say, for yourself. Having self-love is not about loving the ego and puffing it up and buying more toys and accumulating more and going for more massages or trips or adding to your life those things that the ego would say is about self-love and self-care. This is not what we mean. This is an inside job for you. And what this means, as you grow in love for who you truly are, who you truly are has more space to come forward and to be your magnificent, perfect self, designed by God, guided by God and your spirit. When you have true self-love, you are in the world in a place of comfort and peace. People would say comfortable in your own skin, a confidence that is born of humility and joy and understanding of who you are, so that whatever circumstance you find yourself in, whether it is familiar or new, you have love for yourself, kindness, understanding, confidence, peace. It does not matter what is going on in the outer picture, the outer scenario. You are in alignment with God, with your spirit, and you are experiencing the joy, the strength, the power, the wisdom of this in every situation. What does it mean to truly love yourself? You know you are there when you feel peace and comfort and joy and strength and knowingness that you are the perfect reflection, manifestation of the God that created you. You cherish who you are. You prize your uniqueness. You're not comparing yourself to anything and anyone outside of you. You cherish yourself. You feel that warmth and full embrace of unconditional love for who you are. We ask you to call this forward this week in your experience. Have moments where you pause and you experience true self-love and the comfort and relaxation and humility and confidence and peace that comes with this state of true unconditional love for you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.